Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting. It is Friday, December 14th. And Madam Secretary, Teresa Allen, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Okay. Teresa Allen is present. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Thank you. Kathy Davis? Don't hear you. Kathy, Lydia?
Here.
Thank you, Lydia. Ali Lexa? Don't hear you, Ali. Marcel Reed? Don't hear you, Marcel. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Thank you, Andrea. Afia Wangaza?
Present.
Thank you, Afia. Tracy Rosenberg? Don't hear Tracy. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And our draft agenda for tonight is 1, call to order and roll call, 1 minute. 2, approval of agenda, 3 minutes. 3, approval of minutes, 10 minutes. 4 has 2 parts. First part is candidate evaluation and executive searches required documents. And we need to create the candidate evaluation criteria. That's 5 minutes. And the confidentiality agreement, 20 minutes. 5, set next meeting dates, or probably should say review next meeting dates, 5 minutes. 6, review action items. 7, adjourn. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as stated?
This is Teresa. I move we approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to approving the agenda or any amendments or anything? Okay. Hearing none, we will proceed to item number 3, which is approval of minutes. And we have, Madam Secretary, could you kindly remind me?
I have sent out the minutes from August 5th and September 26th. And the minutes have already been sent to you. This should be, I just sent them now, but they've actually been sent twice.
Okay. All righty. So could someone move approval? And if there is anything that needs to be edited, we can do that at a later date, but just so we have these approved. Is there any objection to doing that?
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none. September 5th and 26th minutes are approved. Number 4, executive searches required documents. Now, according to a PNB motion that was passed August 16th, this committee is responsible for creating a confidentiality agreement and what's called a candidate evaluation criteria. The first is the candidate evaluation criteria. I have not created that because right now, from what I understand, we don't have many resumes, and the deadline for receiving resumes now, I think, has been extended to January 15th. If my memory serves me correctly, there are 3 of us on this committee who are also on that committee, and that's Afia Wangaza, Lydia Brazon, and I. So there isn't much more that I could say there, and I have not created that yet because there really is no rush right now. So I'd like to move on to the second item, which is the confidentiality agreement, which was sent to everyone. And
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I'm a little bit confused. And item 4 was executive searches required documents, and then
yes.
And okay, so the 2 items. So what do you want me to put under candidate evaluation criteria?
To be developed. That's
okay.
That's I have not done a draft of that yet.
All right,
we still have time.
All right, thank you. The chair will work on that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Number 2 is a confidentiality agreement, and I sent 2 to you folks, 1 for the search committee and a general one. I think what we really need for now is just the 1 for the search committee. So has everyone read it, and could since you're taking minutes, Teresa, could you please help me, Athea, and just read and see if everybody is okay with the paragraph, and then we just take a paragraph by paragraph?
I'm trying to write the paragraph that you asked me to write.
Okay. All righty. One second. So I will read it. Where is my large print? Okay. So what we have here is, as I didn't veer too far from the one that the PND approved for the PD search committee, so I tried to stay as close to that as possible. The first paragraph reads, as a member of the executive director / chief financial officer search committee, hereinafter referred to as, quote, search committee, unquote, I recognize and accept my responsibility to protect the confidentiality of every candidate. That's just pretty basic. So everyone should be okay with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. As a member of the search committee, I would have access to confidential information and materials related to the search, and with full knowledge of the critical importance of confidentiality to the integrity and success of the search process, I hereby agree, colon, and you're going to agree to first, I will not disclose confidential information shared by candidates or other committee members to anyone outside of Pacifica Foundation, including but not limited to the applicant's employer or associates, or to anyone inside of Pacifica Foundation who does not have legitimate reason to know based on job or local or national board membership without the prior written consent of the committee. That's okay, right? Okay. Next is there any objection to that? Like I said, this is pretty much the same. The next paragraph is, in this context, confidential information includes, but is not limited to, the applicant's name, places of current or previous paid or unpaid work, and references. Deliberations of the search committee relating to individual candidates and all documents which might identify individual candidates. Any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, I will maintain the confidentiality and integrity of communications and security systems, including data processing systems, telephone conference numbers, recordings, codes, email, and voicemail belonging to the foundation or used to conduct the foundation's business. Any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. I will take all reasonable steps necessary to ensure that confidential documentation and other material is monitored, managed, stored, transmitted, destroyed, and otherwise handled in a manner that will preclude inadvertent disclosure, loss, or misuse. Any objections to that? Okay. Upon reading this next one that was also approved by the Pacifica National Board, I will read what was sent to you, and then I will read what I would like to change it to, and Athea is so kind to have, she's going to add some other language. Oops, sorry. My earpiece just fell out of my ears. Some other language to that. But I'll read what was sent to the committee, and what it says is, I agree and fully acknowledge that violating the terms of this agreement may result in my being removed by the Pacifica National Board from the search committee or board from any other further participation in future confidential committee work. And upon looking at that, I think I would like to suggest, if it's okay with the body, along with whatever the language of Fiat has come up with, and I'll go to her in a minute, where it says, I agree and fully acknowledge that violating, I would like to say instead, I agree and fully acknowledge that proven violation of this agreement may result in my being removed. And Athea, I'm going to let you take it from here, please.
Okay. Now, I just sent a copy of it to It takes a couple minutes for it to get to you, but it reads, the breach of confidentiality shall be determined by a three-person panel composed of one committee member chosen by the accused, one person chosen by the committee, and the third person chosen by the two previously selected panelists. If they cannot reach an agreement within 24 hours of their selection, then the committee shall select the third panelist. An evidentiary hearing shall be held within 10 days following submission of a written allegation to the committee and the alleged violator. Within 10 days of the hearing, the panel shall submit a written statement of its findings and recommendations to the full committee for approval. Committee's decision and recommendation shall be submitted to the PMB within 5 days of said decision with recommendations.
Okay.
So at that point, the PMB can accept it or reject it.
Okay. Now, the, let's see, I'm just looking, I guess, where the search committee from any further participation in future confidential work, should that be added there, Athea?
That would be in the paragraph, that your last paragraph.
Okay. All righty. Let me just go in here.
And I don't know if you can really ban somebody for life. I would say that you there'd have to be something there that would say that they might be not able to do it for a specified period of time, or that it would have to be re-adjudicated.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. The future confidential. So, how about if it says, I agree and fully acknowledge the proven violations of the terms of this agreement. I'm just trying to put it together here. I'm sorry. I need to go to my next window here. My hard copy for some reason didn't print all of this. Okay. So let me... Oh, goodness. 1 second. While you guys are waiting for me to get to what I think should be there, does anybody have any problems with... what Athea just said?
Well, do I have a written copy of that?
Yes. I got mine, so yours should be coming.
Okay, and what is the subject line of that?
I don't know. I just picked it up from whatever thing Mia sent out earlier. Confidentiality agreement.
And it just came from you, right, Athea?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm getting my mail now, so I'm looking.
Okay. Well, how about this? I don't know. I agree and fully acknowledge the proven violations of the terms of this agreement may result in my being removed by the Pacifico National Board for the balance of its term from the committee or barred from any further participation in future confidential committee work. Right? So this is just for this committee. That sounds okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we need to put that together with what Athea just said.
Okay.
Okay, Teresa, do you have, did you get Afia's language?
No, I still don't have it. It's still sending and receiving for some reason.
Okay, all right. Now, you want me to send my new language?
Whoever has the ambulance needs to mute. All right.
Okay. I'm just gonna piggyback on what Afia just sent. I just hit reply all and just gonna add my suggested language here. Where is it? Okay.
Afia read a paragraph, which I understand was just a paragraph, right, Afia, that's right at the top of what you just sent me?
Yes. You
okay.
Have it?
And yeah, I have it. So where do you want that?
That should go right after I will take reasonable steps to ensure that that should be the next paragraph. And then...
Okay, so I would say this is a...
is it? No, or this...
So I would say Afia Wangaza moved to add, and then those words as the second to last paragraph. Is that correct?
Yes. Hers is now the second to last paragraph.
Okay. Has that been approved?
Is there any objection? I asked, was there any objection? Does anybody have any objection?
Okay. So that's approved without objection.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got it.
And then the new one that I hope I wrote it like I said it. But anyhow. Did everyone get it? Did you get it yet?
Not yet. Just a minute here.
Not yet. Okay.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. So then it would be, I agree and fully acknowledge. And then...
Proving violations of the terms of this agreement may result in my being removed by the Pacifica National Board for the balance of its term from the committee or barred from any further participation in future confidential committee work.
Right.
Mm. Whoa. Okay.
Now, where is my copy of this thing here? Okay. So Andrea has it. So is there any objection to that wording?
I have to see it, and I haven't seen it, unless you want to read it to me again, because I'm doing too many things at one time.
Okay.
You want me to read it again?
If you don't mind.
What do you want, Madam Chair?
Oh, no, sure, go ahead, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree and fully acknowledge that proven violations of the terms of this agreement may result in my being removed by the Pacifica National Board for the balance of its term from the committee or barred from any further participation in future confidential committee work.
Okay, and proven by whom?
Proven violations of the terms of this agreement.
So,
well,
Let's say somebody else. So is it if someone on the search committee makes the accusation, who is it that reviews the evidence and makes a decision of who's done it?
Okay, that's Sophia's paragraph. She has a three-person
panel.
Right. So.
Oh, where it says the panel shall submit a written statement?
The breach is confidential. So actually, if these paragraphs should probably come after mine, right?
Okay. Let me look at this.
What do folks think? Yeah, I think it's those, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of. I guess it would go either way. I don't know.
Well, I just think that's a sticky situation. Let's say two people make accusations about two different people. Then you're going to have two panels going on. They have 24 hours. To reach an agreement on who's on the panel, and then they have 10 days to deliver. Then they deliver that to the PNB, and now the PNB might not meet for 2 or 3 weeks. So it sounds like the PNB has to meet fairly soon, or the search committee can do nothing. I'm just throwing things out here just to.
Well,
how this is going to work.
If the committee, if the PMB is not scheduled to meet for an extended time, the committee can call a special PMB meeting based on the bylaws.
Okay.
So the PMB can be called to a meeting within 7 days. Now, your proposal is that the amount of time for processing the allegation should be shortened, and that's different.
I'm just trying to think of possible wrenches that might be thrown in this.
Well, quite frankly, it's a standard procedure that's used in everything from board sessions to labor situations. I mean, it's not like something that I just made up.
It's been proven to work.
Exactly.
Afia, where did
as concerned, it could probably even go at the end.
No, I'm talking about Afia's. Are you moving her, what she just sent?
It doesn't matter to me. I think at the end, it could go at the either before the last paragraph or at the end. I wrote it, the language that I had in mind, the last paragraph, Mia's last paragraph, I agree and fully acknowledge that violating the terms of the agreement may result in. And my criticism was that there was nothing, no way to figure out whether or not a violation had occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it at the end, that answers that question.
I'm sorry, Afia. I'm talking about the comment, the email that was just sent by Mia that says, I agree and fully acknowledge that proven violations of terms of this agreement may result in my being removed from the Pacific National Board for the balance of its term from the committee or barred from any further participation in future confidential committee work.
Yes. Let that be the last paragraph. That'll be the last paragraph.
So you move that this...
That's okay?
Be inserted. You want that before the person says, I agree and fully acknowledge?
Okay, hold on. Well, the, I agree, and yeah, I want.
We put the paragraph to go right after.
I will take reasonable steps to ensure. It's. Do you see it now, Teresa?
Now, Afia's, I said, was going to be the next to the last paragraph, but I hadn't noticed. Actually, I agree and fully acknowledge is the second to the last paragraph, and I acknowledge that I have read and understood the. Why is the I agree and fully acknowledge that? Why is that bolded? Is there a reason?
Because that's the language that we had to come up with, if you remember. That's what the PNB wanted, and that language was created and tasked by the PNB because they wanted, you know, what's going to happen if somebody violates.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that's bolded. So I just left it as it was approved by the PNB in July at the in-person meeting.
But we're not changing that. Can I unbold it?
Yes, you can. Actually, you could strike it and just put in my new language. It doesn't have to be bolded at all. Because this is what we're going to present them with now.
So your motion is that what you just proposed here replace that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Nia Bidiaco move that. I agree and fully acknowledge, blah, blah, blah. Replace.
Mm-hmm.
Replace the... I hope you'll all acknowledge this. The paragraph that we just approved and said third to the last paragraph, second to the last paragraph, I meant third to the last paragraph because right now the last paragraph is I acknowledge that I have read and understood.
Yes.
Second to last is the one that says I agree and fully acknowledge. So we've already put one paragraph in front of that, and now we're replacing the second to the last paragraph.
That's correct. So now that penultimate paragraph is the language that I just created, right?
Right.
There's one question I have about it. It says, I agree and fully acknowledge that proven violations of the term of this agreement may result in my being removed by the Pacifico National Board for the balance of its term. So let's say you have a...
From the committee.
Of the committee's term.
Uh-huh.
May result in my being removed by the Pacifica National Board for the balance of the committee's term.
Uh-huh.
First committee's term. Is that
right.
Okay?
Yeah. We want to add that.
The way it is, it
That's
makes
fine.
It sound like you're being removed for the term of the Pacifica National Board.
Balance of it. Okay. So it is clearer. I can go with that.
Okay,
that's
so
fine.
May result in my being removed by the Pacifica National Board for the balance of the search committee's term.
Right.
Okay, balance of the search committee's term. Or barred from any further participation in further confidential committee work, period.
Uh-huh. Let me know when you're ready.
Bear with me 1 minute.
How much more? I'm just wondering how much more do we have to go with?
Okay, once that gets fixed, the other paragraph is, the last paragraph is, I acknowledge and have read and understood the confidentiality agreement. Should that be and understand the confidentiality agreement? I know the tenses are mixed. I acknowledge that I have read, and that I understood. It is hoped that they still understand it, so it should be and understand, right?
Yeah.
So that's a quick change.
It's an active voice. So.
Right. So do you have that, Teresa?
No,
Say
that one more time.
That last one sentence is, I acknowledge that I have read and understood the confidentiality agreement.
Yes.
I'm not thinking that it should say, I acknowledge that I have read and understand the confidentiality agreement. It's just, it shouldn't be past tense, right?
All right.
It should be present tense. Hopefully, I still understand it.
All right.
As long as it's too perfect.
And Andrea, I know that you have to I know that you have to meet the deadline. How are you doing there, Teresa? The only other thing that I wanted to add. Do you have it, Teresa?
And that was okay. Yes, I think I've got it.
Okay, that signed. I want. Oh goodness gracious. Okay. That bottom part, like this is, that's just aesthetics. I said it before we started streaming. Was that, I want to put print name, date, and sign. That's all.
You all can work that out.
Right. Yeah, we can. Yeah. Print name, date, and signature. That shouldn't be controversial. Does everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I did not catch that. I'm still correcting.
You all are going to work that out later because I got to get off of this phone. I've got a report that's got to be filed with the UN by Monday, and I'm only
okay. Okay, that's fine if you have to run. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so now that she's gone, Nia, would you please tell me what you want?
Okay, now, we just want, I had signed and dated on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to clean it up to put print name, date, and signature. But I could do that. That's just, so it just looks a little bit more streamlined, right? Print name, date, and signature.
So this is not something you want us to vote on, necessarily?
Do you want to vote on that?
At the bottom, it just says signed and dated.
Yeah, but it's, I would say print name, date, and signature.
Okay, so how do you want it to read in the minutes?
Print name.
Okay. Once.
And I'll format it. Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Teresa.
Once the document to state print name, date, and signature.
Right.
Okay.
And I'll format it, and I'll clean it up, and I'll get it off to the search committee.
All
so
right.
Could I get a motion to approve this as amended?
This is Lydia. So moved.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. Hearing none. That's it. The next agenda item is, and then we'll be out of here, is the next meeting dates situation here. Now, we have a meeting in January 23rd. That meeting is here. So maybe we should keep that. I mean, I'm terming out, and there's one here for February 27th. So I guess at that meeting, you know, we could transition. If folks want me to transition, I'll be willing to do that. But I think we should keep the January 23rd date because we have to create the criteria. Okay.
All right, so we say the next meetings are set for January 23rd and what?
Yes.
And February?
Those we had already chosen, February 27th.
Okay.
And at that meeting, at the January meeting, I will have the draft candidate evaluation criteria. I'll have that ready for that meeting.
Okay.
So let's review the action items.
Evaluation
draft
criteria?
Candidate evaluation criteria, according to that motion that was passed.
Which will be fine because the email we got from Alex today was
Yeah, I told them that January 15th is supposed to extend the deadline. So, I promise I'll have that.
Okay. Chair will have the draft candidate evaluation criteria by the 1-23-13 meeting.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're done.
Good night.
Okay, good night, Andrea.
Okay,
have
got
a great holiday.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. You're welcome. Okay, so do we have any other action items, Madam Secretary?
There was something else you said you were going to do earlier, and you said well, that's it. That's the only thing?
Yeah, that's the candidate evaluation criteria. And I think we're done. And when you send me the confidentiality agreement, Teresa, I could just, you know, I'll just format it.
The one we just did?
Yeah, when you send me the minutes.
I will have that for you in the next 10 minutes.
Okay, and I will send that off to Alex and Lydia, who are the officers of the committee, and then when we have a meeting, they can distribute it. Okay?
Well, you're just going to add that little thing at the end.
Yes.
Read and whatever. Okay. Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that something that you were going to do, Thea, or I mean Nia, or is this something I need to do? That what Lydia just referred to.
Yeah, she's talking about the print name, date, and signature.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you want to do this, fine. Or when I get it, I'll do it. It doesn't matter. It's up to you.
At the bottom, just in here.
Right.
The bottom. Well, that's just, is that just a script? Lydia, would you categorize that as just a Scribner's thing or what?
Yeah, that's not a big thing. Yeah, that's easy. Just so the document looks, allows formatting so it looks.
As long as it's in the minutes, it doesn't matter who does it. There was no objection to any of that.
Okay.
So what was taken after that?
Well, I guess what I'm not, I know this sounds petty. I'm not quite sure. In the draft we have, it says signed and dated. I acknowledge
mm-hmm.
that I have read understood the confidentiality agreement. We've changed the wording there to present tense, and it says signed and dated. So how's it going to look now?
Okay. The signed and dated will be struck.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be a line for print name.
Oh, I see.
Another line for date, and another line for signature.
I see. Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
And I'll send this to you, Nia, in the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
No
problem. Okay. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much, and have a great holiday, everybody.
Thank you.
Likewise.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Good night. Bye bye.